Good morning and welcome to Mornings with a Stranger, episode 38. My thing today that I'm questioning, like I'm curious about how this works in the successful aspect of it. You know, when you get onto a website, you click onto an article or, you know, some piece of information that you're interested in reading or checking out, or maybe if it's even a company, and before you can read anything on that page, poof, in the middle of the screen, is the sign up for our newsletter, get the free whatever, but it's sign up for the newsletter. And I am so fast to ditch those because I'm sure so many people are, but I'm curious what the point of them, besides letting you know, hey, we have a way to connect with us. But it's interesting to me because it's like, does that really work? Like, do people really sign up for that? Why not have it so like you read the article or you've been on the site for a little bit of time and then something pops up and says, hey, you know, if you are interested in more of what we have to offer, here's how to get more or how to stay connected or whatever. And so many times I've gotten to the point where I don't even read them. So they're just so gone. It's like, I just want to get to the thing behind it because that's what I'm interested in. And if you're too quick to ask for my information, I'm not really interested in giving it to you. Maybe I'm thinking about it wrong, but to me, it's like you're showing me, or it feels like anyway, that you're just showing me all you want is my email address, and maybe you're willing to give me free stuff, but you're not willing to let me look and see if I like what you have to offer and before I even do that. So I'm just curious of the payoff for that, and does it actually work? Do people get, I guess I assume that sometimes people get stuff from it, but it makes me wonder if you did it a little more thoughtfully, would you get more? Because you get more people who actually want to engage instead of people who are annoyed with you. I know there was something a while back that there was a pop-up and I looked at the pop-up. The pop-up was related to the site, but after a while, I couldn't find, it wasn't easy to re-sign up for the newsletter. So I was like, okay, what's your purpose here? You give me this opportunity before I can look at what you have to offer. And then you don't make it easy for me to connect with you or sign up for this newsletter again. So I didn't sign up for it because I didn't want to spend too much time looking after I've been through multiple pages and didn't find the easy sign up here, which is fine. Have it available. I don't care. But if you're only going to put it in front of my face once and then not again, it makes me wonder what you're doing. It just seems like more effective marketing methods could be played out in that situation. I'm always fascinated too with Amazon. Obviously you look for something on Amazon and poof, it pops up again for you. And I'm always interested or fascinated when it's something that I actually purchased and it's not like something you would purchase a ton of. I don't remember what it was that I bought. It wasn't a humidifier, but it was something like that. Like it was more of a one-time purchase. Okay. You bought it, you're done. Cool. And it kept popping up on every time I would open something, it would show up. And I'm like, thank you for showing me pictures of the package that's on its way. And then it was, thank you for showing me pictures of the thing that's currently in my house. Very delightful, reminding me I have it. That's great. But I'm not going to buy another one. So this is wasted time on your part to keep showing this to me. So I'm always surprised that they don't have some sort of, okay, you purchased that. Maybe you don't want that again. And I suppose you could have bought it for a gift and therefore they keep showing it to you. And therefore, maybe you want one of your own. I don't know. Who knows what all of the brilliant minds of what happens in the background is at play there and how much of it is experimenting with our minds and seeing what we actually do. I know certainly Facebook has done that and gotten in trouble for it of, you know, giving, for instance, not that this is exactly advertising, this is more of like how do our minds work, of giving people negative articles. And it basically, and I don't remember anymore the whole study and what Facebook did, but it was, they discovered that it had an actual effect on people. And if they constantly saw negative articles and how they responded and yeah, I don't remember how much effect they ended up finding that it had, but they got in trouble for it because they were messing with people and where they showed people were constantly getting happy articles, had different responses. So not exactly advertising, but interesting nonetheless. And, didn't make it through the ethics committee of the world, apparently. Nonetheless, interesting information to see the awareness of that. And hopefully that information is used to good. Obviously, with the media and how our media works, we can see that it does not. It is used to hype and freak people out, etc., etc. Duh. But anyway. So go forth and advertise thoughtfully, and hopefully one shall be rewarded for good quality advertising. Have a wonderful day. Feel free to connect on Facebook at Mornings with a Stranger. That's the at sign, Mornings with a Stranger, no faces. Thank you so much for all of you who have subscribed. I was going to say described, not very helpful. But if you want to describe after you've subscribed in iTunes, I invite you to describe your experience in the form of a review. That would be greatly appreciated. Thank you for your time. Have a wonderful day, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.